Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At the Summit of the Americas this weekend, President Obama sat down with Cuban President Raul Castro, the first formal meeting between leaders of the two countries since the Cold War. President Obama said this about the thaw.
It will mean, as we're already seeing, more Americans traveling to Cuba, more cultural exchanges, more commerce, more potential investment. And most of all, it will mean more opportunity and resources for the Cuban people.
Some had anticipated that the president would also announce that he was removing Cuba from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. He did not, but he did say he was still reviewing that proposal. Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times joins us now. Hi, Cardiff.
Hey, Robin.
And it is assumed that the U.S. will eventually remove Cuba from that list. So what would that mean for the island's economy?
I think it would be a helpful but still a marginal and incremental step, because really the first thing to be said about what it takes to improve the Cuban economy is that it depends largely on the actions of the Cuban government itself, the Cuban domestic policy. It still really is a repressive regime that still has very tight restrictions on foreign investment, on foreign ownership of Cuban assets, and obviously on the Cuban domestic economy itself. That said, this would probably be a good step in a couple of different ways. One is just through sort of formal diplomatic channels. I think it would help. So to the extent that this is one more sticking point that we're going to get out of the way, it might be another step in the direction of opening embassies on either side. And then there's the sort of more direct impact on financial services, right? So keep in mind that right now Cuba's on this list, which means that banks don't want to touch Cuba, not just American banks, but also foreign banks are afraid of doing business there because, for instance, as with BNP last year, it was fined a tremendous amount of money by the Americans, by American regulators, because it processed transactions in currencies from countries that are still on that list. So to the extent that it's taken off the list, it might make it easier, for instance, for banks to start offering ATM services, debit cards, credit cards to get used there. But it still wouldn't be like this massive opening of finance in the country, because keep in mind, for instance, that American banks don't want to end up processing transactions that were made by businesses that were doing business in Cuba illegally, or, you know, people who were there as tourists, which they're not supposed to be doing still. So there are still very tight restrictions there. The embargo itself is still in place. It hasn't been overturned, but the things that the executive branch can loosen have been loosened.
Well, and some say that the bank's restrictions might fall as well, because American businesses are eager to have a foothold in Cuba. We saw that huge one-page Airbnb ad about 1,000 private rooms to rent, so a lot of pressure there. But we should say, Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times, you yourself are a first-generation Cuban-American. We're hearing from the new presidential candidate, Marco Rubio. He said in the past, every penny that a tourist spends in Cuba goes to that repressive Castro regime that you mentioned. So this debate is really playing out within this community.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's certainly still, I mean, very strong emotions about this, especially from the Cuban-American exile community in Miami. That sort of thing is loosening up a bit. I mean, we can see this in surveys. Generationally, this is starting to change a little bit. Mm-hmm. Younger Cuban-Americans, the sons and daughters of the people who came here during the revolution, are having sort of softer views on what we can do with Cuba and how we should approach the Cuban embargo and the issue. I think they're more open to relations just being normalized and moving on.
Well, Cardiff Garcia, again, of the Financial Times, we look forward to more of your reporting on it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.